Welcome, welcome to Destiny, the open door. I am your host, Tammy Dennis, and I come to you today with our online daily inspiration and journey into the presence. On today, we will be discussing our beloved Ascended Lady Master Charity. Our beloved Charity hails on the third ray of love, adoration, and devotion. And all the legions of mighty angels who are on that ray exemplify those qualities. We do wish to thank you in advance for viewing the content and listening to our audio presentation as we begin. Introduction. My life has been a constant flux of caring for others. I worked for most of my children's life. I may have been sick for a time, but I always worked throughout their upbringing. I would wake up and I had to make sure my family was okay with the basic needs for daily living. It was a routine, a regimen of 18 plus years of sacrificing my life so that they had the things that they needed. Not realizing that looking at my needs, not caring about my heart, my body, my overall wellness, but just my family and their needs, and making sure that they had the necessary things to function in their life. It wasn't until I went to the dentist one day that I received a wake-up call from the dentist because, as usual, I waited until my tooth needed to be pulled instead of going to see about it. This was the life of an average African-American mother with children, and survival at its best was the name of the game. The doctor took one look inside my mouth and shook her head. I hadn't realized that my daily routine to the dentist in 4 years required 6 teeth to be pulled out within that amount of time, and not one of my teeth, by the time I had reached the dentist office, could be saved because they were either rotten or chipped to the point that they needed to come out. The root canals cost too much money to save the tooth, and root canals, depending on the dentist, did not have a success rate either. So it would have been money down the tubes for me. And that was what I was always thinking. So the worst case scenario for me was to get my tooth pulled. As the dentist was preparing for x-rays, she wanted to know why I let my teeth go like that. I had to really, really think about that for a moment. And I said to her, I have been working nonstop, raising my children and caring for them and my other family members that I hadn't actually had the time to look at myself and take care of me. I consciously have not paid attention to myself at all, I thought to myself. She stopped me and said, as I was thinking that thought, it's time. It is time to start caring for yourself now and putting everything else on the back burner before you are no longer here. I didn't know that the diabetes was attacking my body to the point that my gums were not healthy any longer. But that is in fact what was taking place. I didn't know that it was attacking my organs also until an event took place the following year. My dentist must have known the signs to look out for because she's seen this before and was warning me to start taking better care of my health. At that time, I was in my 30s and needed to take heed. My dentist said, "Promise me you will take better care of yourself." I promised her I would start to take better care of myself. And she proceeded to perform her task of figuring out what to do with my teeth. It was at that moment that I realized that my life has been centered around the kids. I love my family. But I heard the dentist loud and clear. If I don't start taking better care of myself, I will no longer be here. And she was so right. A year later, after my mother had passed, I had been traveling to Washington, D.C. to work, and my pressure rose to the point that I could not get off the train and walk. I could not walk at all, and I had to call a taxi to take me to work, and from there contact the doctor. This was a wake-up call for me also. The dentist was a signal. The event was the trigger. And I needed to take heed before I was no longer here. So I began to start a routine, step by step, taking better care of myself. A little at a time, and I am in a much better state today than I was in previous years. My children are grown now and have children of their own, and I am learning more and more to take care of my well-being each day with the help of my mighty I Am Presence and all the beings of light on high, who, when I need assistance, I reach out to them to help me, and you can too. Over the past 20 years, I have been training with the masters and developing myself to a higher calling to help humanity to foster the changes that are taking place now throughout each one's own life and also the planet Earth. Archei Charity. When there are things that are going on in your life and you are unable to cope with the changes taking place in your world, you can always talk to your I Am Presence first and connect to the Ascended Masters, Archangels, Elohim, Elemental Kingdom, and all the kingdoms on Earth if you need assistance. We are able to call to Archangel Chamuel and to Archei Charity to instill in us and activate our feelings to joyously accept the God presence I Am ever present in us. We can also call to these beings to blaze the flame of thanksgiving, gratitude, and adoration through us. The third ray is primarily concerned with charging the feeling world of those upon the path with the love of service. All that is done is charged with the pressure and energy of the emotional world, and there is no sense of exhaustion or depletion in such activity. Feel the joy that comes when you are motivated with God desires and your individual and collective service is in the cause of common good. Below is a list of names of the archangels and those of their archei divine complements, and they are: for the first way, the chakra and ray that is magnetized and radiated is the color blue. The chakra that is impacted is the throat. The day is Tuesday, and the Chohan is El Moriah. The Archangel in Archei is Archangel Michael in Archei Faith, Elohim, Hercules, and Lady Amazonia. Sit on the first ray. The second ray is on Sunday, and the color and vibration that is being radiated out is yellow, golden yellow. And the chakra that you must focus on to be able to allow for such that radiation to just flow in through and around you is the crown chakra. Sunday, the Chohan represented is Lord Lanto, Archei and Archangel Japhiel and Lady Christine, Elohim Apollo, and Lady Lumina. And as I said, speaking on the third ray, we have Paul the Venetian for Mondays, as those days today is highlighted. Archangel Chamuel and Lady Charity, Archei Charity. Heros, Elohim Heros, and Amora are represented. The color and vibration being radiated and magnetized is pink, and the chakra that is being impacted throughout that radiation is the heart. The fourth ray deals with Archon Serapis Bey, Archangel Gabriel and Archei Hope, Elohim Purity, and Lady Estria. They hail on the fourth ray, and the color and vibration that they emit is white, and the chakra that is impacted and radiates through your system is the spine. So when you're focusing on the chakra, just concentrate on purity of the spine. The fifth ray is our beloved Chohan Hilarion, Archangel Raphael, and Archei Mother Mary, Elohim Cyclopia, and Lady Virginia. And the day is Wednesday that they are represented. And emerald green is the radiating, magnetizing color. And the chakra that should be focused on is the forehead, the third eye. And for the sixth ray, Lady Master Nada is the Chohan, Archangel Uriel, and Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Aloha are highlighted on the sixth ray. That day is Thursday that you will be able to concentrate all of your focus and attention. Allow it to rest there. And the color and vibration being magnetized and radiated is ruby red and gold. And the chakra that needs to be focused on is the solar plexus. The seventh ray, the day that's highlighted, is Saturday. Our beloved Chohan is Saint Germain, Archei Amethyst, and Archangel Zekiel, Elohim Arcturus, and Lady Victoria are represented on the seventh ray. The color and vibration being magnetized and radiated out to the globe is violet. And the chakra that we need to focus in on is our spleen. So those are the Archangels charts for our beloved Archei and Archangels for you to be able to have that and print that out. You can download that now. We will go ahead and talk about Archei Charity as she expresses love. Archei Charity embodies the quality of forgiving love. Her flame, anchored within the heart of an individual, can consume the wrong and hard feelings for forgiving love, which is necessary as real forgiveness is a feeling, not just an intellectual thing. The God quality of charity is the expression of inner love. It is the expression of gratitude and thanksgiving. Archaic charity is the embodiment of love for life. When you are struggling to forgive yourself as well as others, you can always call to Archaic charity for assistance with forgiveness and love. She will assist you in bringing back into your world a fulfillment of life and love, so that the void of love is filled with light. Archangel Chamuel, in his divine complement, the Beloved Charity, are dedicated and consecrated to developing in the outer consciousness of mankind a true sense of gratitude and adoration to the Source God, and to encouraging mankind to unfold the divine flame that lies buried within each heart. A sincere feeling of gratitude, silently sent forth or audibly expressed, is a magic key which can be used to your advantage in developing the God potential of every man. Let us not confuse flattery, which is insincere, with honest gratitude. Once you open up your heart and ask your mighty I Am presence to show you a world of love and gratitude that you have never known before, you will begin to see changes in your life that for your whole life was no expression of sincere divine love. The Adoration Flame. The Adoration Flame is practical. It is an actual treatment of the feelings as well as of the mind, and is an actual therapy to the flesh. True adoration of God has within it no self-seeking but absolute relaxation, basking in the goodness of God and loving Him for Himself. Therefore, within it is none of the tension that sometimes attends prayer and invocation because of the use of human will. I challenge you. I challenge any individual in depression, any individual in pain, any individual in chains of any kind, to use the flame of adoration. That is the true nature of their feeling. And if they do not see and feel freedom, then the sun and the planets will no longer move on their appointed courses. that to which you give your life grows. That to which you give your life multiplies, develops, and matures. Whether it is a garden plot, a farm crop, or whether it is a friendship, human or divine, the pouring forth of the gratitude of your love for life multiplies and makes things grow. Earlier, I talked about how I loved my family, how I loved my children. Do you see how when you are filled with love, you tend to sometimes forget about the one thing that hinders you the most, and that is the caring for yourself. You may love others to no end, but you forget about the one thing that God is trying to have you focus on the most, and that is yourself. The flame of adoration, once you call it forth, has to shine through your divine self. And when you call it forth, allow for the beautiful essence of love to rain upon your brow, upon your forehead, to douse you with the abundance of adoration, devotion, and love. Because once you understand that you must love yourself first, then and then alone will you understand the magnitude of divine love. In order for you to coexist in this realm of love is by you taking charge of you and allowing for God presence, the mighty I am, to reign and flush out all of that impurity. Flush out all of the negativity. Flush out all of the discord, the pain, the suffrage. And allow the light of God to reign. So let us look at this again. The pouring forth of the gratitude of your love for life multiplies and make things grow. So if you love life free, you're free, then you will be able to foster that which is beautiful. Serenity pouring down upon you and having the effect to connect to all that you know and hold dear, your families, the core represents the heart of the movement and all the individuals and groups that draw life and sustenance from the heart, represent the electron swinging around that core. What is felt in the core? The amount of divine love and centripetal force within the center will determine the number of groups or electrons that can be drawn and held around that core. Every jar to the center is a jar to the periphery. As you take in and receive the love from the heart of creation, accept it as pure love. Once you have allowed the God presence to act, mighty I Am presence will start to make changes in your life pertaining to love. You must pray and meditate each day to establish a relationship with presence and sincerely develop a new world about you by spreading joy, happiness, a reverence for life that you never knew was there, and having the abundance of love to impact your world so much that that magnet draws love back to you. Oh, the happiness that your bodies will feel, and the lightness that you will experience as you drop the appearances of age, distress, and discomfort. As you learn to relax within that pink flame of gratitude and thanksgiving to life, the softness will erase the lines from your face. How many people out there have wrinkles on the forehead? Well, that will hopefully go away. Those creases will begin to fade. All these blessings will begin to manifest. So those lines from your face and love will replace the hard look in the eyes, because it'll start to soften, and all of these blessings come from the use of that flame of thanksgiving, of gratitude and adoration, of which my beloved complement, Charity, is the spiritual being and heart. Archei Charity's message for today is, I challenge you, sweep, sweep, sweep my flame of adoration through every condition in your life to double your supply, to double your enthusiasm, to double your ability and desire to serve, to triple all your activities. It can be done. Works, not words, are the order of the day. Everything increases through attention. Remember, magnify, 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 and amplify, amplify, amplify the good. To take the money in your purse and pass the adoration flame through it. Bless it and increase it and see what the use of that flame will do for you. Children of my heart, I challenge you to try this. Our beloved Archei Charity. Archangel Chamuel and Archei Charity's Etheric Temple. According to a dictation by beloved El Moria, beloved Archangel Chamuel is the hierarch of an etheric temple located over the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia. This temple was established during the Atlantean Age. My home is an hour and a half outside of the Blue Ridge Mountains in Virginia. And when I visited this region for the first time a few years back, it changed my life. The atmosphere is electrifying and stimulating. The air quality is pure and pristine. The scenery did something for my health, and I know that I was blessed to visit this region and spend a few days attuning my body temple to the magnifying energies that dwell within this region. For those of you who live in, through, and around the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, North Carolina, and also it touches on North Carolina, Virginia, and the Appalachian Trail, would do a good and mighty work for the people, for the elements of the earth, all the kingdoms that we have here on the earth right now in that region is being doused with the adoration flame. And so when you're leaving the area, you're just filled with so much love. When you're coming towards the area, it's like a pull that you've never felt before. And so the love was the order of the day, and I spent it well during my staycation. According to a dictation by God Murrow, Lord Chamuel and beloved Charity have a glorious temple located at inner levels, built in a circular design with a golden dome encrusted with pink rubies. In this temple, the flame of adoration to God and His messengers burns brightly. This flame is directed by Lord Chamuel to all unascended beings such as myself and you to encourage the development of their own divine plan, and is carried to mankind by Lord Chamuel's legions. Each day you wake up and you feel like you just can't cope any longer with this life. Say to your higher intelligence, Mighty I Am Presence, you take care of me. You see that I have more and 1,000 times better than what I have before me today. fill my heart with love and happiness. Then call to Lord Chamuel and Archai Charity for assistance to help assist you with loving yourself, building that relationship with yourself. Is an overall task that is a challenge for most of us who have always cared for others, those that have forgotten about themselves, such as myself, while caring for others, don't know how to care for themselves. And so I know through my own experience, all I had to do was call out to my presence. And I'm asking you to call out to your I Am presence so that you will be able to start to take you on a journey of self-love and caring properly for yourself and loving yourself and allowing you to have more quality time with self, more love time with self, more peace time with self, and more tranquility time with self. Once you realize that it has been you that you have been waiting for your whole life, then and only then does your life begin to change and open up a new world to explore? And of the challenges that you go through each day will melt away, melt away, melt away. The struggles will disappear. The pain will dissipate. Your worries will cease to be. And your world, as you knew it to be, will change. You must dedicate more time each day to your mighty I Am presence and connect to the ascended host, archangels, and Elohim daily for at least 10 to 15 minutes in the morning and before bedtime. The pink flame in your heart. As all the angelic host, particularly the archangels, are not cognizant of form, but rather of essence, color, sound, and perfume, whenever and wherever they see the motive within a human heart, endeavoring to express the goodness of God, they nourish this motive and desire by their presence and radiation until the one so seeking to externalize a particular benefaction for the race can do so. True gratitude emanating from the heart of any individual is pink in color. When this gratitude is sent to members of the human race, it is a soft, delicate shell, pink. When gratitude is poured out to God and the divine beings who serve Him, and conscious adoration and praise, it is a deeper pink. And literally, the doors to heaven open. Back on the ray of gratitude and praise to deity comes more and more of the beautiful pink essence into the world of the one sending forth such a blessing. The colors, sounds, and numbers are key to harmony and balance of the body. And to know that light pink is radiating your heart when you are filled with an abundance of gratitude and love, and it turns into a deeper pink color as you send praises within and throughout your body and out into the world. Each day allows the third ray legions of angels to reciprocate in kind favor to you and your mighty I Am presence. Gratitude. When the individual truly learns how to feel gratitude for blessings received, inevitably, that gratitude begins to rise to the source, God, who has given him his very life. Gratitude is truly the open door to greater benefactions from God, his messengers, and mankind. It opens the door for even greater blessings to occur in the experience of the individual. For to be grateful for life and to be able to rise each morning is a blessing. To do activities, to have the joy of waking up to your loved ones each day, to see the love in your pet's eyes, to see the sunrise and the moon set, to experience true love, to have all functioning faculties of the body system. And those who do not yet, they are blessed. To be among the land of the living is a true blessing. And yet, to be grateful for all these things and more is a true testament to life. To be grateful without criticism, without prejudice, without doubt, is opening the door to your pain and allowing all of the bad experiences that you have faced to be instantly transmuted into the light. Because gratefulness is forgiveness. Gratefulness is forgiveness. Gratefulness is forgiveness. And that is such a lesson for us all. Today's affirmation: I am the flame of love, weaving the wedding garment of my soul. I am the flame of love, weaving the wedding garment of my soul. I am the flame of love, weaving the wedding garment of my soul. I am the flow of love. I am the flow of love. I am the flow of love. I am the power of divine love and action. I am the power of divine love and action. I am the power of divine love and action. I am the all-enfolding power of the Holy Spirit. I am the all-enfolding power of the Holy Spirit. I am the all-enfolding power of the Holy Spirit. And for today's decree, beloved presence of God, I am in me and in all mankind everywhere. Beloved Paul the Venetian, Archangel Chamuel, and Archei Charity, the Elohim Orion, and Lady Angelica, beloved Maha Chohan, Goddess of Liberty, beloved Lady Master Nara, and all who are concerned with the pink flame of God's divine love. Angels of pink flame, come, come, come. Angels of pink flame, come, come, come. Angels of pink flame, come, come, come. And blaze, blaze, blaze. The pink flame of love and adoration in, through, and around every part of my being and world, and every person, place, condition, and thing, including the elemental and animal kingdom, and every living thing in this country and the whole world. Hold this sustained until all life on our earth thinks, feels, and manifests God's love, God's peace, and perfection. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am. By Christ's command, by Christ's command, by Christ's command. Do it today. Do it today. Do it today. Do it to stay. Do it to stay. Do it to stay. Beloved presence of God, I am in me. And beloved Archangel Chamuel and Lady Charity, blaze, 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 oh blaze, your pink flame. Your pink adoration flame, and through and around me, my money and supply, and expand, expand, expand it, especially now, continually into my financial freedom now. Beloved I am, beloved I am, beloved I am, by Christ's command, by Christ's command. By Christ's command, do it today. Do it today. Do it today. Do it to stay. Do it to stay. Do it to stay. All right, now, this is the end of our audio presentation, Archei Charity. This is Tammy Dennis signing off with Destiny the Open Door. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. I hope that you all have received what you needed to receive from this beautiful message from Archei Charity. We thank you for just supporting our beloved destiny, the open door.